want to welcome everybody today. We've got maybe 50 more guests this morning, and I want to show them to you before we get started. It's just vitally important that you see that we are socially distancing. So if we'll show that picture right now. We'll turn the camera around. That's who I'm looking at right now. Keeps things very interesting around here. One thing about it, they've all got the same look every time I look at them. So let's come back to me, if we will. Let's turn the lights up in the house so I can see the puppets and who I'm talking to this morning. Very interesting day, folks. Trust in the Lord and what's going on. Got a house full. I'm telling you what, when you look out, it helps. Been an interesting time we are in right now. But you know, God's going to make good out of this. You got to trust in that. That's where faith comes in. We trust, and He does what He promises. I want to talk to you this morning. The songs that we just finished singing, The Blessing. What an awesome song. If you have not heard it, get online, get on YouTube, and look that one up, done by Evolution Church. It's real, real awesome. But The Blessing is really what I want to talk about this morning, because the title of the message is Words of Faith. And we've got to recognize that that's where we have to go, is in words of faith. Scripture tells us in Psalms 118:24, it says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Well, if you're going to rejoice and be glad in it, then you're going to have to start speaking different than the news is speaking. You're going to have to come to that place in your life where you hear what's going on, but you respond with what's going on in the spirit. See, we're spirit beings. The Bible tells us that when we ask Jesus into our heart, He came into sight of us, and He lives with us. Psalms 31:7 says, "I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities." What's it talking about, soul? It's talking about your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's what your soul is. And the only hope that we've got is that we've got a stronger being inside of us that's controlling. He's always talking. He's always encouraging us. He's always telling us the direction to go, the right things to do. And if we can get in the habit of listening to our spirit, like we talked last week, we can recognize that no matter what's going on in our life, it's a perspective, yes, you see it, yes, but it's a choice what you're going to do with it. And just a short message this morning, and I want you to understand that I cannot control what you say. You cannot control what I say. But what we say is so vitally, vitally important, because it's going to direct you for your tomorrow. It's a promise. Whatever you're speaking today is where you're going to be going in your future. Actually, what you're speaking will create your destiny. I heard someone say the other day, we were talking, and I think we were talking in the office, how important it is in who you run around with. Because whoever you run around with is what you will become, whether you like it or not. Because you start getting their thoughts, then you start speaking their thoughts, then you start saying those things on a daily basis, and then pretty soon you will find yourself down the road doing things that they're doing, right or wrong. So if you're with the right crowd, which is hard to find now, I understand that, especially for the young people, but if you're with the right crowd and you live in that zone, and I'm not saying don't do this and don't do that, I'm saying go the right direction. That's why it's so vitally important to get in your word every day. Every day, because the word always tells you the right way to go. It's not a book of don't do's. It's a book of just live this way and you're going to be better off. Always better to follow the word. Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. It's a good scripture. I'm going to paraphrase. It literally says in verse 6, it says, "As you receive, walk in Him." So what it's saying is, as you recognize the Holy Spirit, walk in the things of God. Walk in that. And then it goes on in verse 7 and says, your faith will build and overflow in thanksgiving. Well, what is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is not something that you just keep inside of yourself. Thanksgiving is not something that you can keep quiet. Thanksgiving is speaking those blessings in your life. Even to the place, folks, listen, even when things are not going the way you want, you speak your destiny. You speak your future. Words are so vital. I was able to be with Pat Knowles actually a few hours before he went to be with the Lord. And we were talking, and Pat said, you know, basically he said this, you know, I've been listening to you. He didn't say I've been listening to you, but he's been listening to me for 15 years. And he said, I know God can do a miracle, because he had a situation of cancer that come on him fast and took him fast. But he said, I know God can give me a miracle. But his words that got me was, but I'm okay. Well, why did that make it? Because I knew by what he said that he was okay. He was okay with whatever the Lord would do with his life. Now, right now, we're looking at it devastated. I got grandkids that are devastated. I got a daughter-in-law that's devastated. We got a community that's devastated. But folks, listen, speak all of those things in the positive realm. God will use this. The girls, it's like they lost their mom and their dad. They lost the lady coach. Then they lost the man that they, you know, honored and loved and respected. So all of a sudden now, these girls that were coached under them, they've got to know that they've got to turn to what's inside of them. And if they're not born again, they need to be born again so they can recognize that the Spirit of God speaking the same loving words that Pat and Jen spoke. They love the girls. They train the girls and they love the girls. Why? How they do that? By speaking what was in their heart. Listen, you can go in a cave and hide. You'll do nobody any good. But when you do like they did, when you take the gifting that you've got and you speak that gifting into people's lives, that is what's going to change the world. See, we are becoming a minority, whether you know it or not. I mean, we win, and God's going to win, but right now we are slowly losing ground, but God's gaining ground, because this COVID-19 has got people in fear. Well, are you going to speak fear all your life? Are you going to speak faith all your life? Just because it's in the air. Listen, all they have to do is turn one virus loose anywhere in the world and everybody's going to be gone if that's the case. These are things that just are going to be happening. The Bible tells us the end times are going to get like this. We have to be the ones that has the answer. People have got to see the churches okay. People have got to see the churches in peace. People have got to see the church people have the encouragement and not the fear. Proverbs 15:23 says, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth. See, I can live in peace every day if I just choose to speak those things that are on the other side. I just finished rebuilding a two-cylinder lawnmower motor. And I put it yesterday morning, that was my goal, to put that back on the lawnmower and get it running, and I would be happy. Well, I put it back on, and I turned the key, and it went click, click. Well, I chased it down to my problem, but I didn't have the part. So now I could have let that, honestly, could have let that ruin my day. But what I speak brings you out of that. What you speak, I love the scripture, Isaiah 61:3, it says, put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. It wouldn't be in the Bible if it wasn't something we needed. It's a tool. So anytime we get down about losing Pat, we get down about losing Jen, we get down about losing Mr. Welge, we understand that God's bigger than we are. Did he take them? No, the world took it. The enemy is the destroyer. God is the one that lifts us up. God is the one that restores us. God is the one that makes good out of this bad. And he will It's a guarantee if you start speaking the words of faith and if you put on a garment of praise and say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I don't know why this happened. I don't know why this is going on. I don't know why I've been locked in my house for 8 weeks, but I'm here, whatever you have. That opens yourself up for God to use you and opens yourself up to change the mood that you're in. Oh, my goodness. See, we're actually, listen. Now, whether you've been taught this or not, it's the truth. In the scriptures, you are a speaking spirit. See, you are prophesying your future with your words. You are prophesying toward other people. See, I could take my child and I could every day tell them they're not worth anything. They're not worth anything. You'll never amount to anything. You know what I'm doing? I am prophesying their future. Before they're old enough to understand what's got them, they become insecure. They become, I'll never amount to anything because that's what they've heard. Well, who'd they hear it from? They heard it from the person speaking. So see, that's why Jen King was so loved by so many, because she loved everybody. It doesn't matter if he was red, yellow, black, or white. She loved you. See, that's how we're supposed to all be. That's the way Pat was in coaching. He didn't cut the girls down. He trained them. He corrected them. But he did everything in love. He did everything in peace. When the girls were getting all excited at the end because the game was close, he was the calmest. It was amazing to watch him. See, but where'd that come from? It came from right inside of his spirit man. He didn't even realize how much he was being used by God. See, that's a ministry, those are. But any place you're working, whoever you're standing by at work, wherever you're around, you are in a ministry, and God wants to use you. James 3:4, I love James. But James 3:4 talks about the rudder on a ship, how small it is. Connie and I were sitting down by the river last night watching a huge barge go by. And it's so impressive to know that barge is being directed by just a small rudder in the back. Now, they seem big, but compared to what he's pushing, it's very, very small. But when they see a curve coming, they have to flip that rudder way before they get to the curve to start working that barge around the corner that they've got to go to. Your tongue is exactly the same way. You don't stop prophesying. You don't stop speaking the good. You speak faith words. You speak encouragement to your kids. You speak encouragement to your coworkers. You come to that place of continually. Mark 11:23, which is an amazing scripture. A lot of people like to take this one off because they don't think it works. Yes, it works. The scripture literally says, if you don't doubt, if you don't doubt, you'll have whatever you say. Uh-huh. What, you mean I can say what I want and I'm going to get it? If you keep saying anything, you'll eventually get it. That's why it's dangerous to go look at cars when your car's a little dirty. Because you will start talking about that car that you've seen. How can I work that out? And you keep talking yourself right into buying a car that maybe you didn't need. I've done that. I buy and sell cars and stuff all the time, but there are times I've bought, like, what am I doing with this? Now I'll look at the payment that I've got. It all starts, folks. Listen, it's all this part. Proverbs 11:23 says, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. What an awesome scripture. It keeps my mind. If I speak good things even about me, come on, Ron, you can do this. Come on, Ron, you can. I don't feel very good today, so I've had to speak to myself all morning. I know your joints hurt, but then I can say, you know, my joints are hurting, but nothing like my wife has to put up with it all the time. So shut up, Ronnie. I do that. Shut up. What's wrong with you? You're healed of the Lord. God will give you the strength. God's got the Holy Spirit in you to anoint you, and everything's going to be well. This is how we're supposed to be living. This is how we're supposed to be walking. This is how we're supposed to be controlling what's going on. I can either speak words of fear, or I can. There's no gray area anymore, folks. You are either speaking death, or you are. Proverbs tells us that the power of the tongue is death or life. See, I want to speak life to people. I want to speak, I don't want to speak death. I don't want to come along and speak gossip and speak discouragement and tell something somebody that is true or not true. But if it hurts that person, why am I speaking it? I want to leave those things alone and let the Lord take care of those things. I want to speak the things that He's got. Your day will be better if you speak faith. Your day will be better if you speak positive things. Your day will be better. This that the country is going through, actually the world is going through, this has not ever been seen before. But that doesn't give us the right to not trust God. Just because it's big and there's been mistakes in it, of course, we're people. We all make mistakes. And those in charge are making mistakes, in my opinion. But see, that's my opinion. But maybe I'll make mistakes in that. But see, we've got to recognize we just have to obey the laws that they give us, do the best that we can do, and just trust God's got this whole... What if they come down all of a sudden and say, this is going to go on for another year? How will you deal with it? How will you handle it? If we speak faith and we get enough people to speak faith, they can't keep from changing their mind. We're the people that vote. If we can just get the country, if we can just get the people next to us to start speaking positive about the decisions, I cannot imagine having to come up when you've got an economy that was going like America was going, and then all of a sudden the president who's in charge gets up and says, shut everything down, stop all the flights. He had to make a choice, but he has to, in that, you'll hear God, you'll hear Jesus nowadays, which is so awesome. You'll hear Franklin Graham talk about, we're going to walk through this. You'll hear the other pastors talk about, we're going to get through this. Because we are. We are going to get through this. Nothing, everything is seasonal. Proverbs 21:3, I think I read that. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul. I want to bring that back up. Your soul is your mind. One thing I learned from Joyce Meyer through the years was my problem is right between my ears, right here, because what I think can so destroy where I want to go. But if I think right, see those things, speak those things as though they were, is what the Bible tells us. We've got to know that God's got this. We got to know. I've got to know that my wife is healed. I've got to know that I'm healed. I've got to know that no matter what I'm... You say, well, what if you die? I am really healed then. But see, you've got to get a revelation that you have no fear of death. You don't fear death. And I mean, you're sad because you're leaving your friends, but you're going to see them again. We got to laughing. Who you think's going to win, Jen or Pat playing one-on-one in basketball? I mean, I don't know. Jen's pretty good. I know Pat's good. I'm sure Jen just turned around and go, Pat, what are you doing here? I'll take you on one-on-one. Let's go, buddy. I mean, everything's going to be glorious in those days. Everything's good. They're not speaking negative up there. I promise you they're not. John 1:4 in the New Living Translation says, let me go there real quick. That scripture, you've got to read all of it. Everybody with me? Somebody out there. Not you all, somebody out there. The puppets, I can't. I've got a funny looking guy right here. Listen to this. In the beginning was the Word. I've read this. But when I got the revelation of this, I think it is one of those adjustments in me. In the beginning was the Word. But listen to what it says. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. It's Jesus. Now listen to what it says. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Who made it? Jesus made it. What is Jesus? He's the Word. Now listen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Word, Jesus, came. Jesus died and resurrected, and when he resurrected, and by faith we resurrected with him because we believe that he died for our sins, he sent the Holy Spirit to live in us, so the light of man is here. And when you speak, you need to be speaking those things that will change a life. Everybody here is a minister. Everybody by internet, I might say, is a minister. Every one of you, no matter where you live, I don't care if you live in California or if you live in New York, you are speaking spirits that are creating life, that are directing what God wants in other people's lives. As you speak, you are encouraging. As you speak, you are encouraging you, or you are destroying you. You can do, the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He's the one that's talking through us. He's the one that's taking care of us. See, as you receive, you walk, literally walk in Him. As you receive, you literally come to that place of directing and guiding the way God wants you. John 6:63, another scripture. It says, the words I have spoken, which he put in the Bible, the words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. I can either say, I don't like it, I'm scared of it. I can say the COVID-19 is going to get me. You know, people, even before this COVID, this is just another virus. Even before that, people would say, oh, it's flu season, I'm going to get the flu. Most everyone that said that ended up with the flu. People say, oh, don't come out of a warm house and go into the cold. You'll get a cold. Well, number one, you can talk to any doctor. That will not cause it. It's a bug. It's a virus. It's a germ. It's not a cold and a hot. People jump in freezing water, and they don't come out sick. But see, when you speak it, you end up getting what you speak. Oh, you know, my wife ain't good for anything anymore. I'm just going to divorce her. You keep speaking that, you'll divorce her. What happened to the love at the beginning? Why aren't you talking? See, what happened is you stopped looking at the good that drew her or drew him to you. And now you're seeing her faults or his faults, but she's doing the same thing to you. Quit looking at the faults. We've all got them. Quit speaking the faults. We've all got them. Start speaking those things that will edify, build up, and encourage. Tell her how much you love her. Tell her how good she looks. Tell her how much of a blessing she is. Why? Because she is and she was and she always will be. Because she's just like you. She has the Spirit of God in her. See, we've got to watch what we say, who we say, and where we say everything that we say. I love that I speak the Spirit of life. What are you going to do? You going to speak fear? Or are you going to speak faith? What are you going to do with your day? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with what's going on in your situation? What are you going to do about all of this that's went on? I mean, I know people that have literally locked themselves in and won't even go out in the yard. I would think that sunshine and pure oxygen is a whole lot better than living in your house. We listen to what they say, but we follow the Spirit. We listen to what they say, and you have to be careful. I mean, that's just, you do that. If I'm walking on the edge of a cliff right now, see, if this dropped off 200 feet, I doubt that I would be standing here just like this. But see, I've learned respect and confidence. See, if I would fall off here, I would just take a step. So common sense. I don't walk up to somebody that's running a fever and coughing all over the place and get down their face and pray for them. I pray from a distance. That's common sense. It's no different than walking up next here. It's no big deal here. I can hang my toes over. But I'm not going to do that now with my agility if that's 1,000 feet drop off. It's the same, folks. If you speak fear, you already got your mind made up what you believe. Because see, what you think. See, there are people listening by internet right now. If you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are living, your words, you can be as nice a person as you want, but there's no power in your words. You can say the nicest thing to people on occasion, but there's no power in that because you don't have the Holy Spirit. I don't care how good you think you are. See, we have to. The Bible tells us that everything is by faith. See, Jesus died for me. He died for my sins. He died for my sickness, my disease. He died for my emotions. So I believe that. So in him dying, listen to me, in him dying and me believing that in faith, then in faith I was raised with him. And then in faith, the Spirit of God came in me. And then after you do that, you will recognize, because he's not going to just do it and you not know it. You're going to know once you've said yes to Jesus that you're going to start changing on how you look. You're going to start being just more careful in what you say. Your ears will get saved more or less. Where what you hear offends you. What you'll say will stop. Habits will stop. Things that you do that are destroying you in the fear realm will start to revive you. You will look younger. You will get younger feeling. You will get happier. You will live in peace. But see, even the born-again Christian has to learn that you've got to speak faith. You've got to speak by faith what's in this word. You've got to speak life. See, let's take our words. We sang a song, The Blessing. We should be speaking blessings over everybody. We need to recognize that God's got everything. He's got something for you. He's got something for everybody. He's got something. He wants to direct and guide everybody's life. And if you'll just give it to him. Father, we thank you. Father, I thank you as those that are watching by internet, those that believe. Father, thank you that this message is going to make them recognize that they've got to readjust what they say. First of all, they've got to back up and readjust what they think. Their thoughts have got to be on the answer, not the problem. Their thoughts have got to be that you've got this. By faith, we know you do. And by experience, you'll see that God does have it. And he will take care of it. And Father, I thank you that there's those people out there right now that's going to get the revelation on this day that life is going to change from this day forward. They're going to trust in you. Oh, they're going to slip and they're going to fall and they're going to make mistakes in what they say. But Father, help us to see it. Help us to see the right thing to do that you're telling us on an ongoing basis. Lord, we trust in you and we thank you, Father. Thank you. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Tune back in 9:30. Tune in every morning at 8:00. John's going to be there having a cup of tea and talking to you about the word. Then on Wednesday night, they're going to have something for the youth. So tune in and see us next week at 9:30. Call you blessed. See you later.